Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We left off on daf Kuf Yud and Beis at a bit of an odd spot, like right a line before the two dots. Kasav Bo Kesef Stam. The two dots are about 7-8 lines from the end of the page at the end of a line. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Lezecher Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. It is also sponsored by Amanda Nussbaum and Daniel Leifer to commemorate the Shloshim of Amanda's mother, Norma Nussbaum Bruckner, Necha Golda Bas Binyamin, Neshav Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, first we'll have that quick one last line about the type of currency that you pay the ksuba with, and then we're going to discuss pretty much the entire daf, Eretz Yisrael. We're going to talk about the value of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, how important it is to live in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to discuss burial in Eretz Yisrael and how Tchias HaMesim may only apply to those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have many memros about the great Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have the discussions at the end of the daf about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and what types of fruits Eretz Yisrael is capable of producing and why it doesn't always produce fruits of that nature. So a lot about Eretz Yisrael. A difficult daf to read for those of us who live in Chutz La'aretz. So something to think about as we go through the daf. So we're up to Kasav Bo Kesef Stam. So the Gemara explains the brisa that we were working on yesterday. So Kasav Bo, if you write in the shtar that the lova between the lova and the malva that he's lending Kesef Stam, but it doesn't say whether it's Me'a Sla'im or Dinarim or Pundionim. It doesn't say what type of currency. So Mashi Yirtza Lova Magveu, whatever he wants to collect from me, collects from the malva, whatever type of matbea he wants, even the tiniest matbea. So the ema veima naska, maybe if it doesn't say a type of matbea, since maybe he didn't give him matbeos at all, maybe he just gave him pieces of silver cuts of something which are very expensive and is more than dinari kesef. Why does the lova pay whatever matbea he wants? So it says maram blazer dichsiv be matbea. No, we're assuming that the shtar says matbeya, so you know that it's some sort of minted currency. Ve'ema priti, maybe what he should collect prutos, which is nechoshes, which are cheaper than all the other matbeos, but it doesn't sound that way from the brisa, because the brisa says mashir salova magbeu. It doesn't say that he should be magbeya priti, which would imply that even that prutos, which are very, very cheap. So amra papa priti de kaspa lo avdi inchi, that lova is not able to, they can't do prutos, because it says in the shtar kesef, and they don't make prutos out of kesef. So therefore, it's the cheapest of the silver currencies, but you can't use prutos of nechoshes. Now we move on to the discussions of Eretz Yisrael. Tan Rabbanu, the Olam Yadar Adam Eretz Yisrael, afil bi'ir shuruba of the chavim. A person should rather live in Eretz Yisrael, in a city that is mostly occupied by ovdei kachavim, va'al yadar b'chutzlaretz afil bi'ir shuruba Yisrael, rather than living in chutzlaretz, in a city that is mostly inhabited by Jewish people. Shakal adar b'Eretz Yisrael, because anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, doma k'mishi yesh lo aloka, is considered as if he has a god. It's an interesting phrase to use the term doma. Doma implies, but doesn't really. But it's probably because of the second half of the phrase. V'kaladar b'chutzlar, it's doma k'mishein lo aloka. So to keep the phrase consistent, meaning as the Gemara is about to say, someone who lives in chutzlar doesn't actually not have a god, but it's doma k'mishein lo aloka. When you live in chutzlar, it's so shenemar. Because where do we get this such a wild idea from? Because the pasuk says, l'seis l'chem neseretz kanan, Yoslachem Lelokim. So you see that it's that Hashem is called Elokei Haaretz because of Eretz Yisrael. So says the Braisa, V'kol she'enu dar ba'aretz enlo aloka. Does it mean literally that that anyone who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a god? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be a god for us. It's not totally in being in Eretz Yisrael. So the Braisa responds, it doesn't mean that we don't have Hashem on our side. It means Elolomar lecha kol adar b'chutz la'aretz ki ilu ovir avod zchavim. It's as if we're not being mekabel our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us access, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us closer access, and we're shunning him. We're moving, we're going somewhere that's more distant from him. So it's ki'ilu, we're ovid avod zara by being more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we need to be. V'chein b'davar u'omer. And David HaMelech says, ki gershuni ayom me'istapech b'nachlas Hashem. So it means gershuni from living in Eretz Yisrael. Lemor leich avod elulim acherim. And it's as if he's saying, go be ovid avod zara. So v'chein miyamer l'davar leich avod elulim acherim. Just because David was exiled, does that mean that he's being told to be ovid elulim acherim? So elu lomer lach kal adar b'chutzar tz'ki'ilu ovid avod z'chavim. No, but that's exactly the point, that with the fact that David had to run from Eretz Yisrael to Achish Melech Gas, that's considered that he was Ovid Avodah Zarah because he had to leave Eretz Yisrael. And in a certain sense, being out of Eretz Yisrael is Ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah, even though it's obviously not in a literal sense that one is being Ovid Avodah Zarah when he's in Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Zeira Avakamishtamit Mined Rabbi Yehuda Debay LeMesach LeEretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira was trying to avoid seeing Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Zeira wanted to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he knew Rabbi Yehuda would give him a really hard time about it. Am Rabbi Yehuda kalol mibavel Eretz Yisrael over ba'aseh. So now it seems like we're flipping it. Better to be in Bavel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're not allowed to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, if you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it's a violation of an aseh, shenemar, because it says with regard to Golus Bavel, Bavela yuva'u v'shama yiyu ad yom pakti osam nu Hashem, that you're going to go to Bavel and you must remain there until I tell you to come out. So even though that pasuk is by the Bris Rishon, it could be that he's makbid on Golus by his sheni as well, Tosus points out, right? But Afagav the high krab Golus Rishon, says Tosus, Ksiv Yesh Lomer de Golus Sheni Nami Kapit Kra. That the assumption is that it applies in Golus Sheni as well. So the Marit says, what do you mean? It's the same Golus, meaning who came back after Golus Rishon when they built Bayis Sheni? Very few people were Ola in Ezra. The majority of people stayed in Bavel, so it's the same people that were in Golus the entire time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Shama Yiyu Ad Yom Pakti Yosam Num Hashem. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Zeira, who held that it's mutter to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because he was going, he was just trying to avoid running into Rabbi Yehuda. What did he hold? Hahu b'klisharis k'siv. He holds that that's about the klisharis that were sent into Golus Bavel, because the previous pasuk says Kamar Hashem Elom Devel Yom, and it's not talking about the Bnei Gola at all. So it's talking about the klisharis. Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that it's also to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? The pasuk, after all, Rabbi Zeira is a good point. The pasuk really is about the klisharis. If you look at the pasuk in context, it's about the klisharis. Oh no, but k'siv kra achrina. There's another pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda derived, from which Rabbi Yehuda derived that you're not allowed to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Hishbati eschem benos Yerushalayim b'tzvaos o ba'ayolos hasada. And the pasuk continues, im ta'iru v'im ta'oreru asa'ava ad shetechbatz. So the mashmah, so the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashbia klal Yisrael, that they should not inspire themselves to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. They should not awaken themselves to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ad shetechbatz means until the time of Geula. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was worried about. So for Rabbi Zeira, who apparently held that he was allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael and was not worried about waiting for Geula, Hahusha lo yalu Yisrael b'choma. That just means that we're not allowed to go in force. We're not allowed to go in unison and in force to take over Eretz Yisrael. But certainly each individual is allowed to be Ola le Eretz Yisrael. For Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda explains the pasuk as far as the Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, where does he learn the Yisra of Aliyah b'choma? So Ishpati achrina ksiv. It says another Ishpati. There's another pasuk. I mean, right now where we are is that Rabbi Zeira holds an individual is allowed to go and is even encouraged to go, but we're not allowed to go b'choma. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk is teaching me an individual is not allowed to go. So where does Rabbi Yehuda learn the iser of going b'choma, of going in force as a unit? Hishpati achrina k'siv. There's another pasuk that uses lashon hishpati, and from there Rabbi Yehuda learns the iser of being ola b'choma. For Rabbi Zeira, what does Rabbi Zeira learn from that second pasuk, from where Rabbi Yehuda learns the iser of being ola b'choma? He uses it to teach Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina taught us, which is the three psukim that use a lashon of Shavua of Hishpati Eschem. What do they teach us? Acha shelo yalu Yisrael b'choma, one that we can't go in force to take over Eretz Yisrael. V'acha shishpia Hakadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael shelo yimadu b'amus ha'olam, and a second one that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia klal Yisrael that we shouldn't rebel against the umus ha'olam. V'acha shishpia Hakadosh Baruch Hu es of the chavim shelo yishtabdu b'em di Yisrael yoser midai, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia the of the chavim that they shouldn't be mishabed Yisrael yoser midai, they shouldn't overdo it in their persecution of the Jewish people. So those are the three Shavuos. Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda learns from one pasuk, the Yisra of Aliyah Mibavel Teretz Yisrael, where does he learn the three things that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinina taught us? So im ta'iru v'im ta'oruru ksiv. On each of the psukim, it's im ta'iru v'im ta'oruru. So it sounds like there are two Shavuos. It's a double Lashon. And therefore, if you have three psukim with Lashon Shavua, times two, im ti'iru, im ta'oruru, you really have six Shavuos. So one of them, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not to go from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, even as an individual. V'Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira, what does he learn from these psukim, which imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia sheish Shavuos, and not shalosh Shavuos? So mi ba'yilei, lich the Rabbi Levi, damar sheish Shavuos halal ulama, that he needs it for the pasuk of Rabbi Levi, that Rabbi Levi says that sheish Shavuos halal ulama, that what do these sheish Shavuos teach us? So Tlasa, Hanidamran, three are the ones that we identified already. Not to be Ol B'chome, not to be worried against the Goyim, and that the Goyim shouldn't be Meshabit Kal Yisrael Yosem Yidai. Enoch, and the other three are Shelo Yigalu Esakets, that the Nevi'im should not reveal when the end of days is, V'Shelo Yirachku Esakets, and that we shouldn't distance the Geula, we shouldn't make the Geula come later, and V'Shelo Yigalu Esod, and we shouldn't reveal the Sod, whatever the secret is. Rashi has a couple of suggestions, Soda Ibor, or Tamei HaTorah, I guess Soda Ibor is a Tafiyomi coincidence on Rosh Chodesh, or Tamei HaTorah, you should reveal certain things lo ovdei kachavim to ovdei kachavim, and therefore there's no makar for the sheet of according to Rabbi Zeira to asra aliyah mibavel eretz Yisrael, and that's why Rabbi Zeira held it was mutter to be ola mibavel eretz Yisrael, and it was only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that it's asr. Now obviously there's been a lot written on this gemara. This is one of the more famous gemaras in Maseches Ksubos. This is the famous gemara of the shalosh shavuos, even though at the end it sounds like more of a gemara of sheish shavuos, but it's a famous gemara of the shalosh shavuos because one of those shalosh Shavuos is that we're not allowed to go and take over Eretz Yisrael, and that was the primary taina of the Satmar Rebbe Zichron Levrach in the Sefer Ve'yol Moshe, where he has a Maimer Shalosh Shavuos. Someone wrote a Sefer once called Shalosh Shavuos, but it was about the 3 weeks. That's not the terminology that they use. The halachic terminology for what we call 3 weeks is Bein HaMetzarim. Shalosh Shavuos is the Shalosh Shavuos. So the Shalosh Shavuos is that was the primary basis of the Satmar Rebbe Shita, even though his Shita was based, as he writes in the beginning of Ve'yol Moshe, I have 180 something rayas that Zionism is terrible and that you're not allowed to take over Eretz Yisrael and that we're not allowed to have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, v'chulei v'chulei. And he says that the reason I have 180 something rayas is that, you know, if you don't like some of the rayas, it's impossible that out of 180 rayas that you're not going to, that you won't find one that will be compelling. And a lot of other people said it's absolutely possible that you won't find one that will be compelling. So the question is, how do you deal with this gemara? So some suggested the whole gemara is an agadah to gemara, and therefore you can't learn any halacha from it. Not abundantly clear that that's the case, as the Satmar Rebbe points out, because normally with agadah to gemaras you don't say, oh wait, but we're already using that pasuk for this, and therefore what do I do with that pasuk, and what do I do with that? Which the gemara goes back and forth a little bit over here. It sounds like a halachic discussion and not as much of an agadah discussion. And it's also a broad topic of what does it mean in lemeidim divrei agadah? Does it mean you're not allowed to learn anything from divrei agadah? So meaning everything's halacha lemaisa. There's halacha lemaisa in terms of halachos of mitzvos. There's halachos of hashkafa. There's halacha. So what exactly does it mean that in lemeidim divrei agadah? Okay, so that's a much broader topic. And then the others say that ein achinami. We're not allowed to be ola b'chome. Once the Balfour Declaration was signed, as in the Shachma, that once the Balfour Declaration was signed, then there is no loyal b'choma, because then it's not b'choma. The Umas Olam got together, and in one of the and they decided that there should be a right to a Jewish homeland, and so it wasn't about b- being all b'chom. B'chom means going with force. And Rav Shach quotes, I think, from maybe the Brisk Rav or the Stipler, that even if in Achirami the Balfour Declaration doesn't solve anything, loyal b'chom means you shouldn't go and take it over. But let's say you already did. It doesn't say that you have to then give it back, right? Meaning once you have it, there's no din that you have to give it back. And others say that the Shalosh Shavuos are a onesh, are a punishment. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I'm going to punish you that you won't be able to be Ola Bechoma. But a person should try to do whatever they can to get out of the onesh, to not have to suffer that onesh. And others say, there are a lot of answers, but that there are three Shavuos and perhaps they all hinge on each other. They're all contingent on each other. And once one of the Shavuos is Shalom Yishtabdu Ben Yisrael, Yosemidai, that it's on the Obdik Chavim that they shouldn't be Mishabi Yisrael Yosemidai, they shouldn't persecute Yisrael Yosemidai. So then, as far as the Chavila, the whole thing falls apart when they're Mishabi Yisrael Yosemidai. So after a Holocaust, the Shavuos no longer apply. So those are some of the many, many, many approaches that are taken as far as the potential Isser of going and establishing a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. But even according to the Satmar Rebbe, L'chora, and he writes, he has a Maimer Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he says individuals are allowed to go, he just doesn't think there's allowed to be a movement to push everybody to go from throughout the world. But individual people are allowed to go. So that's always tricky because you're going to say individuals are allowed to go, and when an individual goes, he's able to be Mekayim the Mitzvot Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and there's certainly extra Kedusha that is going to be in his life, but we're not going to tell everybody to go. So then who gets to go and who doesn't get to go? So the answer is, like with everything else, that there are a lot of the EF Sholi Olam below Borsi below Bosem, that there are people that are going to be doing really great things and people that are going to be doing really stinky things. You can determine on your own that you're going to be one of the people that are doing a great thing. Don't worry, not everybody's going, right? Meaning not everyone is going on their own. And they'll determine that for themselves. But on an individual level, it's kedai for one to experience the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael on a day to day basis. So the Gemara provided the Satmar Rebbe writes provided that a person does mitzvah semayis and tovim, and that everybody agrees. That the Ramban writes that if a person is going to go to Eretz Yisrael and do averos the whole time, so the Ramban says that's what the Tocha says, that the land is going to spit you out. It's a much more spiritually sensitive place, so you're going to go. A lot of times people go to Eretz Yisrael and you get the impression that the religious fervor dips a little bit because they figure I'm doing the biggest mitzvah, so now I don't need so many other mitzvahs, or to be as careful about every other mitzvah, whatever mitzvahs they may be. But no, adrabba, when a person is in a more spiritually sensitive place, a person has to step up a little bit in terms of their observance of Torah mitzvahs. So now the Gemara explains the hemshich of the pasuk that it says b'tzvoso b'yolos asada. So Amar Blazer, the pasuk is told the Shavua in Tzvaos O Ayalos Hasadis. Yisrael. If you fulfill the Shavua, Mutav, that's wonderful. The Imlav, but if you're not Mekayim the Shavua, Ani Matiris Besarchem Kitzvaos Kayalos Hasada. I'm going to be Matir your flesh to the Umos Ha'olam, that they'll, like the Ayalos Hasada, which are Hefker, and anyone who wants can go and trap them. Meaning you're going to be taken, you'll be ripe for the picking. Any of the Umos Ha'olam can go after you. So the Gemara adds other memos about the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Amr Blazer Kaladar Eretz Yisrael Shori Below Avon. Anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is living without sin. Shnemar Uval Yomar Shachin Chalisi. That Ha'ama Yosheba. Who is Nesu Avon, that those who live in Eretz Yisrael are Nesu Avon, they're without any sin. So that the Kedusha, the Makom, helps a person be saved from Averos. So what does that mean? So the Achronim explain, what do you mean? There are people that do Averos in Eretz Yisrael all the time. And Adrab, we just said that if a person does Averos in Eretz Yisrael, the land spits him out, and that's why we went into Galus, because we didn't observe the mitzvos properly. So no, it means that when a person does tshuva, he has a little extra siyata d'shmaya in achieving full kapara as a result of his tshuva, and therefore he could be below avon. And the So that's why if we don't do tshuva and we just do averos, say nachinami, it's a more sensitive place, and we'll go into galus. But Eretz Yisrael helps a person along in his observance of Torah mitzvos. So the Gemara brings another possibility. Now we learn this about people who are suffering from illnesses. It's not about Eretz Yisrael. It's about those who are sovel from illnesses that they shouldn't have tsar in their choli. They should be mekabel the choli ba'ava. That anyone who has a choli, he should be miyashiv daito to be mekabel it ba'ava, and that's nesu avon, that he should bear the burden of what he's suffering, because the yisurim are ultimately going to empty him of his averos. Meaning the yisurim are going to be the greatest kapara for a person's averos. So if a person is mekabel yisurim ba'ava, he's being mekabel a very high level of kapara. Amrav anon kol hakover b'Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who's buried in Eretz Yisrael, even if he doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael during his lifetime, kilu kover tachas mizbeach, as if he's buried under the mizbeach. So it's a gzeru shavak. Ksif hach, it says by the mizbeach, loshon of adama, it says mizbeach, adama tasali, uksif hasam, Eretz Yisrael, it also uses loshon of adama, v'chiper admaso amo, that the adama of Eretz Yisrael is mechaper for Am Yisrael. So the kapara is like the kapara of the mizbeach. And therefore, when one is buried in Eretz Yisrael, he's achieving a much higher level of kapara. Kvura itself gives a person kapara. The chibud kever and the process of kvura gives a person kapara, but a much greater kapara when that kvura happens in Eretz Yisrael. That's why people pay lots and lots of money in order to be able to buy a plot in Eretz Yisrael and to bring the niftar to Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing costs so much more money. It's not so cheap in America either, but it costs so much more money to be able to go. But that's based on this. Ula varagula v'saluk Eretz Yisrael. Ula used to. That's partially based on this. We'll get to other things it's based on also. Ula used to go during his lifetime. He'd go to visit Eretz Yisrael whenever he could. So nach nafshei b'chutz laretz, but he died in chutz laretz. Asur amr le'ed Reb Lazar. They told the Reb Lazar that Ula died in chutz laretz. So Amar, Reb Lazar responded, Ant Ula al adama tameya, that your Ula on an adama tameya, meaning chutz laretz tamos, you're going to die on an adama tameya, meaning it's like a klala. So Amar lo, so they told Reb Lazar, Aronaba, no, don't worry, he's coming to be buried here. He's not stuck in the adama tameya. I mean, you're worried about the adama, you're worried about the ground that he's buried in. He's going to be buried in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar lehem, in adama kolat to mechayim leklat to lachar misa. It's you can't compare someone who was in Eretz Yisrael when he was alive and dies in Eretz Yisrael versus someone who dies in Chutz Laretz and then has to be brought for Kavura in Eretz Yisrael. So much better than just buying a plot in Eretz Yisrael for a person to live out his life in Eretz Yisrael so that when his life ends, he's there, he's in Eretz Yisrael. There was a guy who had a Yibum situation in Bechazah. He had a brother that lived in Chutz Laretz. The brother died and the wife needed Yibum. So Asal Kamed Rabbi Chanina, he came to ask a Shaila. Whether he should go. Amar lei, ma'al lemechas l'yabma. Should I go to Chutz Laretz in order to do the mitzvah Yibum? I would love for my sister-in-law to want to come to move to Eretz Yisrael, but she's not willing to do so. So in order to do the mitzvah Yibum, should I go to Chutz Laretz and stay there? So Amar lei, Rabbi Chanina said to the Yavam, Achiv Naso Kutis, your brother married a non-Jewish woman, Vames, and he died as a result of that. Baruch HaMakom Shargo, he deserved to die for marrying a Kutis. V'hu Yerid Achrav, and now you're going to make the same mistake that he made by marrying a Kutis. Did he actually marry a Kutis? So the Marsha says, no, it wasn't actually a Kutis. But Kaladar b'Chutz Laretz Doma K'misha in Lo'aloka. So he married someone who was very happy to stay in Chutz Laretz, and that's Doma Kilu Avir Avodah Zarah, and therefore he referred to it as a Kutis. That expression of Baruch HaMakom Shaharago is used elsewhere in Shas as well. It seems like an extremely harsh expression, that when someone did something that seems to be an avera, that to say that they deserve to die, it's used in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos in that famous Gemara of the Tanna Dabei Eliyahu, where a man died when he was 35 years old, b'chatzi yamav, and his wife didn't understand why, and Eliyahu Anavi says to her, well, how was he in observing the harachakos of Hilchos Nida? And she said, not great, we didn't have tashmish, but not great in terms of the observance of the harachakos in Hilchos Nida. And he said, Baruch HaMakom Shaharago. So the same lashon, Baruch. So you have such a harsh expression, but you imagine you have to be a pretty big person to apply such an expression. That's not a normal way of doing nichum avelim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, k'shem shasu latzeis meretz Yisrael to Bavel. Just like a person is not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, kach atzu latzeis mi Bavel l'shar ratzos. So too, you can't abandon Bavel for other places where there's not as much harbatzas haTorah. Rabbi Rav Yosef, that meaning you have a galus l'makom Torah. You're supposed to, if you're going to be in galus, let it be to a makom Torah. You should shouldn't be going to places that don't have Torah. Rabbi Rav Yosef Zamri Tarvayu, Afilu Mipumdisa Bekuvi, that even from Pumbedisa to Bekuvi, which was a place near Bavel, so even if you're in close proximity, if it's there's not as much Shabbat Sator, it's not a place to live. Who did not from Pumbedisa to Bekuvi? There was a person that went to live in Bekuvi from Pumbedisa, so Shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in Shamta, a form of Cherim. Who did not from Pumbedisa to Astonia, Shachiv, and the person died. Amar Abayi, Abayi Haitzum Rabbanan, Abachai, and Abayi said about this person that if this Talmud Chacham would have wanted, he could have lived longer. He's the one that brought about his own death by leaving Bavel. You're not allowed to leave Bavel. That's one way of learning it. That's how Shidim Gretzes quotes Rashi Matura Kama, that he did this Avera of leaving Bavel, and that Avera caused him to die a premature death. The Yon Yaakov is a little more of a positive spin on it, and that is, had he stayed in Bavel, he would have become stronger in Torah, and Torah has a tremendous capacity to protect. So the Torah would have kept him. It's a Torah's Chayim, that it's Chayim Ilamachaz. So if he would have excelled more in Torah, he would have been able to live a little bit longer. We don't know how much time each person is allotted. You don't say about every single person that dies at a young age that they didn't excel enough in Torah. Maybe they lived longer than they were initially supposed to because they excelled in Torah. But whatever that allotted time is, it could be expanded apparently by learning a lot of Torah. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tamri Tarvayu, Ksherin Shem Bavel, the most kosher in Bavel, Eretz Shol Kalatan, can be absorbed by Eretz Shal. Ksherin Shem B'Shar Ratzos, the most kosher in other places, Bavel Kalatan, could be absorbed by Bavel. So Lamai, what is he talking about when he says the Ksherim and and being Kolate in one place and the other place? Ilem Eliyuchsin, if he's talking about Yichus, that the Miuchasim in Bavel are able to marry women in Eretz Shal, meaning the most Miuchas people in Bavel can marry women from Eretz Shal, and because Anshe Eretz Shal are more Miuchas, and only the most Miuchasim in the other places can marry people in Bavel, because people in Bavel have greater yichus than the people in Shara Ratzos Vamarmar. But didn't we learn Kala Ratzos Isa Leretz Yisrael, that all other Ratzos are like a dough that gets mixed together and you don't know what's in there, you don't know what the ingredients are, so all the Mishpachos are all have a suffix in their yichus when it comes to comparison to Eretz Yisrael, that the people in Eretz Yisrael have much greater yichus. Eretz Yisrael Lisa the Babel, but Eretz Yisrael has, the people in Eretz Yisrael have less of the yichus than the Anshei Babel, they're more miyuchas. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef couldn't have been talking about Yichus, because we're saying that only the greatest of Bavel are Miyuchas. They can't be saying only the people with the greatest Yichus in Bavel are Miyuchas enough to marry into families in Eretz Yisrael, because people in Bavel have greater Yichus than people in Eretz Yisrael. Elin Yikvura means that the Ksherim Shem Bavel will bring their Aronos to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ksherim Shem Shar Ratzos, which are far from Eretz Yisrael and closer to Bavel, will bring their coffins to be buried in Bavel, because at least in Bavel you have the Zuchus HaTorah. So being buried in a place where you have that Zuchus HaTorah is also a Maila. Amar Rav Yehuda Kaladar, but I mean that's the Chiddush, meaning the idea that the Kvura in Eretz Yisrael is a Maila, okay, that everybody knows, but the idea that Kvura in a place that there is Torah, that's also a Maila. Amar Rav Yehuda Kaladar, Bavel Kilu Dar Eretz Yisrael Shenemar, Haitzioni Molti Yosheves Bas Bavel. Anyone who lives in Bavel says if he lives in Eretz Yisrael, because it's got this great Maila of Torah. Amar Abayi Naktinan, Bavel lo chazi chavli de Mashiach. That we have a Kabbalah that the people in Bavel are not going to see the suffering at the end of the days when Mashiach comes, because the whole and the understanding is the Eitz Yosef points out that's the whole purpose of the chavli Mashiach is to bring about to be metaris amamzerim to solve the yichus issues. So they're not going to have to. They already have very good yichus. Tirgama ahutzal de Binyamin. They said that this is referring to Hutzal, makom called Hutzal in Binyamin. That's going to be saved from Chavli Mashiach. The correlate Karna de Shizavta, and they call it like the corner that will be salvaged. That anyone who lives there is going to be saved from the Chavli Mashiach. Amar Lazar Mesim Shabachutzlaritz Einam Chayim. The Mesim that are buried in Chutzlaritz will not have a Tchias Mesim. Shenever Nasati Tzvi Ba Eretz Chayim Eretz Shetzivyoni Ba. Only the land that our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is attached to Meseh Chayim will experience the Tchias Mesim. Meaning only Eretz Yisrael Shein Tzivyoni Ba, but a place where Hashem's Ratzon is not attached to, ein meisach chayim, its dead will not come back to life. Masr Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, yichu meisach So my love, Yichyu Meisachem Meisim Shabar Yisrael, Nivelasi Yukumun Meisim Shabu Chutzlaritz. Doesn't the pasuk tell us about two separate groups that will have Tchias HaMeisim, both those in Yisrael and those in Chutzlaritz? Umayvin Hasati Tzvi Beretz Achayim. So then what does the pasuk mean when it says Hasati Tzvi Beretz Achayim? It can't mean that only Meisim Yaretz Yisrael have Tchias HaMeisim. It's Nebuchadnezzar who Dixiv. It's going on Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar who Dixiv. Dom Rachmana, Maisina Alayim Malka, the Kol Beitavia. That I'm going to bring a Melech who's Kal Kitzvi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Nebuchadnezzar to the Eretz HaChaim, to besiege Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara answers the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that Ein Meitzei Chutz La'aretz Chaim, Amar Lei. So Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Mikra Acharani Dorish. I dash in a different pasuk. No say Neshama La'amaleh V'ruach La'holchim Ba. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Neshama and a Ruach during Tchias HaMeisim only to the Am on Eretz Yisrael and to those who are Holchim Ba. So that's the Machlokas, whether there's Tchias HaMeisim for those outside of Eretz Yisrael. But yeah, what are you going to do with the pasuk Nevelasi Yukumen? Doesn't that imply that there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim for those in Chutz La'aretz? So Rabbi Lazar would respond, "Who bin Nefalim Hu Tchsiv?" That's referring to a Nefel. For Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel will say, "Hi, Nosi Neshama La'amaleh, my Avadlei." What is he? Well, I'm sorry, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel. What does he do with the pasuk of Nosi Neshama La'amaleh that implies that there's only Tchias HaMeisim for those in Eretz Yisrael? If you hold that there's Tchias HaMeisim even for those in Chutz La'aretz, mi bayulei. Rabbi Avo, he needs to darshan what Rabbi Avo darshan. So I'm Rabbi Avo, I feel Shivcha Kananis of Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lashi Bas Olam Abba, that even a Shivcha Kananis in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be a Bas Olam Abba. And Rabbi Avo Bar Mama learns that from Gzer Shadda. Ksiv Hacha, it says, by Tchias HaMeisim, a Lashon of Am, La Amaleha, Uksiv Hasam, and it says, by Avadim, a Lashon of Am, Shvulach and Po, Imachamar, Am, Hadom, a Lachamar, that Lashon of Am. So you see that that's referring to Avadim. So Rabbi Avo Bar Mama learns from such a gzeirah shava that even shivchos kenanios have a neshama, meaning they're b'nei olam haba, if they are aleha, if they're in Eretz Yisrael. What about the hemshich of the pasuk? V'ruach laholchim ba, am Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba, am Rabbi Yochanan kal mahalich arba amos b'Eretz Yisrael, muftach lu b'shu ben olam haba, that anyone who goes four amos in Eretz Yisrael is muftach that he's a ben ha'olam haba. So the Gemara asks on the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that there's no tchias ha'meisim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar, tzaddikim shabachutz la'aretzeinam chayim, how can you say such a thing? All the tzaddikim, you ever go to the cemetery in Queens where we did a tour of it last Elul? You know how many tzaddikim and Rashi Yeshiva and Gedolei Torah are there? None of them are going to have tchias ha'meisim. Some Rabbi Allah, Ali de Gilgul. No, they will, but their bodies are going to have to burrow through the ground to get to Eretz Yisrael first. And in Eretz Yisrael, they'll have tchias ha'meisim. Masr Rabbi Abba Sila Rabba Gilgul at tzaddikim tsarhu. That's a tsar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls such tsar for tzaddikim. Some Rabbi Mechilas Nasus. There will be tunnels in the karka that it won't be a tsar, that they won't have to, they won't have to face the friction of going through the ground, because there will be tunnels, so it will be the path will be smoothed over for them. So as the Gemara brings deos that disagree with Abaye and hold that not every tzaddik is going to be zochet to such mechilos, but they're going to come to back to life ali de gilgul in the society of Mitzrayim kavartani bekavrasam armar karna. There's a hidden reason in what Yaakov Avinu is saying, and you have to pay attention to it. Why does Yaakov Avinu want to be dafka buried in Eretz Yisrael? Yodeh, Yaakov Avinu tzaddik gomer. Yaakov Avinu knew that he was a tzaddik gomer. He doesn't need the zchus of Eretz Yisrael to have tchias ha'meisim. V'meisim shabachutz la'aretz chayim lamed triyachas banav. And if meisim shabachutz la'aretz are going to have tchias ha'meisim, why does he have to bother his children to bury him in Eretz Yisrael? Shemel yiskel l'mechilos, because he was afraid he wasn't going to be zochet to those tunnels that his body would be able to go through. Okay, that there's hidden things over here also. Yosef knew that he was a tzaddik gomer and he doesn't need the zchus of Eretz Yisrael to have tchias ha'meisim. Why would he make his brothers schlep him from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael? He didn't want to experience the tsar of going from one place to the other, to all the way to Eretz Yisrael, before having a tchias ha'meisim, because he didn't know that he was going to be zochet to the mechilos. Shalch le'achoy le'rabba. The Gemara brings other memoras about how great Eretz Yisrael is. The brother of Rabba, the brothers of Rabba, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, sent that Rabba should come to them. So he sent. They sent him the following. Yodea Yaakov Shad Gomer Haya.
the whole statement we just said. Yaakov knew that he was decided to come, but it's worth being here because you don't know if you're going to be zochet to mechilos. Ilfa Moshe Padvarim. Ilfa added on that ksav that they sent to Rabbah that Ma'isa Be'echot Shei Mitzar Elisha Achas. There was a guy that wanted to marry a woman terribly. Ubikesh Leireid, and he wanted to go to Chutz Laaretz to find her because that's where she lived. Kivin Shashama Kazos. Once he heard this idea of Yaakov Avinu not being zochet to mechilos, Gilgal Ba'atzmo, he decided to suffer. Ad Yomos until the day of his death to suffer by not marrying that woman that he desperately wanted until he was Moser Nefesh so that he could stay in Eretz Yisrael. So and then the letter continued. Aval Bishachachem Gadvata, we know who you are, Rabbi. We know that you're a great Chacham. You should go to Eretz Yisrael anyway to learn from Rav. That is, you can't compare someone who's learning on his own to someone who's learning from a greater Chacham. Maybe you're going to say that there is no Rav in Eretz Yisrael that you can learn from. Yesh Lecha Rav, Umanu Rabbi Yochanan, there is a Rabbi here who's greater than you that you could learn from. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And if you're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, be careful about three things. Don't sit too much. You have to move around a little bit. It's not good for digestion. Don't stand too much. It's not good for your heart. And don't walk too much because that's not good for your eyes. And so what should you do? I can't sit. I can't stand. And I can't walk. Ella shlish bi yeshiva, shlish bi amida, shlish bi hiluch. Like most things in life, everything in the right measure. That if you do things in the right measure, then it will be a healthy way of living. Any sitting that doesn't have some leaning, it's better to stand. Is that what it means? That it's better than yeshiva without smicha? Didn't we say that amida is not good for the heart? No, what they meant to say is yeshiva shein basmicha, amida sheyesh basmicha nochei emena. That if you're sitting without anything to lean on, better to stand with something to lean on, to have a shtender or something like that. V'chein amru, and the Achi Rabbah also said in this letter, Yitzchak v'Shimon v'Yeshaya amru davar echad. The Yitzchak, Shimon, and Yeshaya, all three said one thing, said one halach, halach Rabbi Yehuda bepredos. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda omer preda, a mule, shetava ein marbiyin aleha, that expresses desire to have to mate. You can't be marbiyah on it because it's a klayim. Lo sus, lo chamar, you can't bring a sus nor a chamar. Elamina, it can only mate with its own min, with a combination of a sus and a chamar, because that's what it is. Amar of Nachum by Yitzchak, Yitzchak, the Yitzchak that they're referring to, Zer Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. That's a reference to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Shimon, the Shimon that they're referring to, Zer Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi. Varmila Reish Lakish. Oshaya, Zer Rabbi Oshaya Beribi. That's Oshaya. They're identifying who the three people are that said this halacha. Amar of Lazar, Amei Aratzel Selim Chaim. The Amei Aratz are not going to come to life in Tchias HaMesim. Shnemar, Mesim Bal Yichyu. Mesim Bal Yichyu, Yachal Akol. I might think that means everybody. No, none of the Mesim are going to come back to life. Tamalomar, Refaim Bal Yikumu. Bimarape, Atzmo Midivrei Torah, HaKaz Medabrit. Talking about someone who weakens himself from Divrei Torah, who doesn't, Amei Aratz, who don't engage in Divrei Torah. So it says, Marmele Rabbi Yochan, Lo Nichol Amarayu, Damrit Luachi, that it's not good, Takarosh Baruch Hu, that you're being done, Klal Yisrael, Lekaf Chova, that you're saying a drasha that's very very rough on Klal Yisrael. It's not just anybody who doesn't learn Torah, it's not going to have Tchias Mesim. It's someone who goes and does Avod Zara, the worst kind of Avera. Samalei, Mikra Achara Nidorish, says, I have another drasha. Because the Pasuk says, Kitel Oros Tilecha, Veritz Rafaim Tapil, Kala Mishtamish, but Or Torah. Anyone who utilizes the Or Torah Mechayehu, that Or Torah will give him Tchias Mesim, Kol Shein Mishtamish, Bar Torah. Ain Or Torah Mechayehu, if he doesn't utilize the Or Torah, then it's not going to give him Tchias Mesim. Given the Chazia to come at Star, once Rabbi Elazar saw that Rabbi Yochanan was suffering because of this drasha about all Amei Aratzos, so Amei Aratzos said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Matzasi Lehen Takana, don't worry, I found a way to save the Amei Aratz that they could have Tchias Mesim. Minatar, and I learned it from a Pasuk. Vatem Advekim Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. So yes, on the Pasuk, it sounds like they could be Dvekim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chiyavshel L'dbukei B'shechina V'aksiv, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochla. How can one connect himself to the Shechina? The Shechina is an all-consuming fire. El Kal Mesi Bitol Tamil Chacham Vasa Prakmati El Tamil Chacham. Someone who connects to a Tamil Chacham, either through family connection or by doing business with Tamil Chacham, V'amana Tamil Chacham in Nechasav, someone who allows Tamil Chacham to benefit from his Nechasim, Ma'al Ava Kasav Kilo Medabik B'Shechina. That's considered as if he's Medabik B'Shechina. Ki Yotzi B'Davarata Omer, Lava Shem El Kechol Dov Kabo. V'chiyash Al Adam Li Dabik B'Shechina. Can a person attach himself to the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is Eish. Ela kol meisi bitul talmid chacham v'asa pragmatik talmid chacham v'mahana talmid chacham min chasav. Someone who's meshamish talmidei chachamim is ma'al alav chasav kilu medabek b'shekhinah. It's as if he's connecting himself to the Shekhinah, and therefore the Amei Aretz have a way of experiencing Tchias HaMesim by attaching themselves during their lifetimes to talmidei chachamim. Other things about Tchias HaMesim, Rabbi Chaya Bar Yosef, Asin Tzadikim Shem Batsin V'olim B'Yerushalayim, that the talmidei chacham are going to get up in Yerushalayim at Tchias HaMesim, Shnemar V'yetzitzu Mi'ir Kesef Ha'aretz, Ve'inir El Yerushalayim. Ir is a reference to Yerushalayim. Shneamar, and the pasuk says by Yerushalayim, "V'ganosi ala ir hazos." That's how you know that ir stam is Yerushalayim. V'amar b'chei bar Yosef, "Vasidim tzadikim shiyamdu b'malbushayin." Tzadikim will get up with their malbushim in tchias hamesim. Kal v'chomer mechita. It's a kal v'chomer from mechita. Machita shenikbara aruma yotze b'kam malbushim. Just like a piece of wheat is buried ki'ilu aruma, as if it's naked, meaning it's bare, and nevertheless it comes up with all these levushin around it, with all these klipos around it. Tzadikim shenikbara b'levushim. So the tzaddikim that are buried with tachrich and they're buried wearing something, so halach is kama v'kama, they're going to get up with something. Eretz Yisrael is going to produce baked goods and nice clothing. So bar is a lashon of tevua. Pisas implies that it's like bread, and the lashon of pisas is also like sonas pasim, and bar is lashon of naki. So you see that both clothing and food. So the Gemara is going to continue with the brisa that also darshens he pisas bar ba'aretz, but we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Elisha is going to save the daf tomorrow because I'm going to be at the naming of my granddaughter. So mazel tov in advance on finishing the Sechas Ksubas.